USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is eliminating student loan debt for veterans who are completely and permanently disabled.
I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt.
Speaking to veterans in Kentucky, President Trump says he signed a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate all debt owed to those who served. AG William Barr says he will be able to report the results of the Justice Department's investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's death soon.
We have found serious irregularities at the center. But at the same time, I have seen nothing that undercuts the finding of the medical examiner that this was a suicide.
Barr was speaking there in Dallas. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was up 240 points to close at 26203. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk, but one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The United States and Venezuela have been holding secret talks for months. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details on the story.
Officials in both countries now confirming the United States and Venezuela have been holding what have until now been secret high-level talks towards ending hostilities between the two sides. Also, the talks are aimed at trying to find ways of solving the economic crisis in Venezuela. A White House spokesman confirming the report, and now Nicolas Maduro, the Venezuelan president's done the same.
Attorneys for Harvey Weinstein are asking that his trial be moved out of New York City. In a motion filed, the movie producer's legal team requests a change of venue, claiming the intense media coverage and scrutiny are sure to come in Manhattan and will make a fair trial impossible. The 67-year-old Weinstein faces charges of rape and sexual misconduct. Weinstein's trial is scheduled to begin on September 9th, and he faces life in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mayor of Needles, California, is trying to have his city become a Second Amendment sanctuary city in the heavily regulated state of California. The mayor of Needles, California, Jeff Williams, joins Fox News and talks about how he's going to accomplish this.
We have our assemblyman, Jay Obernolte, is going to write the legislation, and we'll see if we can get it passed. We have other border cities joining us in this effort, so hopefully we can get more assemblymen, senators, and such to help us. But that's what we're looking at doing, and we'll see what happens. It might have to be taken into the courts, as usual with California, but we're ready. We should be able to do it. However, we are a contract city with San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, which I used to be a deputy with them. Uh-huh. So I respect the department. They're good people, and the sheriff's a good friend of mine. So yeah, I'm not going to do anything to mess that situation up, so right. We're going to try and do it the right way with legislation. And then if we'll have to go through the courts, we'll go through the courts.
Proposition 63 makes ammunition buyers register and stay in California to buy ammunition. Mayor Williams was asked if this actually does anything to protect his citizens.
It doesn't. Absolutely doesn't. A lot of California's gun laws don't make it safer. Well, you've seen that all over the country.
Point?
It just, the gun laws aren't helping. It is a mental health issue, and that's what they need to fix.
Williams also believes that when laws are passed in Sacramento, they're not thinking about the little cities like his. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.